Welcome back to the Dante Blogs Morning Coffee Podcast. Hope you're having a great morning and a great day. We are, it's a beautiful day here, sunny, it's cold, and we had a fantastic morning. We were looking out the window, and this was early, like before sunrise, maybe like 7:30, and then we saw to the north exactly what we've been talking about in these last four episodes. We saw in this kind of dark blue morning sky, we saw the carro, the chariot of the Big Dipper, the Big Bear, pointing up to the North Star. And it was just like a marvelous sight to feel also how diving into Paradiso has changed to kind of fill this view with such richness. So it kind of connects you as well to Dante in a small way, because then you can think of how he also was a person walking around 700 years ago, and then both with the night sky or maybe early morning starry skies that he was looking up and seeing the same thing. So we're going to talk about Terset 9 and 10 in Canto 13. This is going to be, they are very much in a sense more descriptive. We're kind of landing now as a bit of the aftermath of the opening and this big vision. And it's also a transition to kind of the next part of this canto. So it starts here with Italian. Lì si cantò non Bacco non Paena, ma tre persone in divina natura. In una persona essa è l'umana. So it's an interesting, like Dante is unusually assertive here and clear. So what he's saying in short is like, there, she's talking about this big vision, this big like true constellation of the, like this cosmic view he had. He said that there one sings not of Bacchus, meaning not of Dionysus, not of Piana, which is this this hymn to Apollo. So it's very clear now, like in that vision he had, you don't sing about the Greek the Greek mythology, the Greek pantheon of the gods, ma tre persone in divina natura, but three persons in divine nature, in una persona essa è l'umana, and in one person, divinity and humanity. So he just, this is just like a statement, description, that this vision is the Catholic vision. It is not the Greek tradition. And then the next verset, he says, compie il cantare e il volger sua misura. So completed the song and the dance that they had done. E attesersi a noi quei santi lumi and kind of attended or gave the attention to us these lucid saints. Felicitando se di cura in cura, like happy to move from like cure or care to care, meaning from this dance and the vision to now addressing Dante's dubbi, as I said, like his doubts, his questions. So this is such a nice reflection and a practical way of showing what we had just talked about in a more conceptual sense about the unity of these two dimensions of rationality and of spirituality more. And now Dante is doing the same, because we had this mystic spiritual vision. Now we're turning to the rational intellectual analysis and kind of working, like digesting what we had seen. So we're now mentally moving into the more rational part. And then Dante is showing how this is then a unity in this canto in itself. So this kind of showing, doing what he just talked about. So that is kind of all that is in these two tercets. He's more just like stating what has happened, what the vision is really about, and now we're going to switch gears and start to be analytical, rational about this. It's also interesting to see that this is kind of an aftermath of seeing that this vision was also a part of, or it kind of emerged or like arose out of those 12 plus 12 saints, theologians, mystics dancing and singing. So like seeing this and having this insight and almost like revelation of the focal point came out of this kind of lively happening that all these 24 souls, lights, spirits were in motion in a sense. So they kind of both like they're part of the same thing, the same experience and event that just happened. And then now we are moving again over to the rational. So that's more or less all that's in these two tercets. You can see the difference, the contrast to that we needed like four long episodes to talk about the first eight tercets. And now we have two tercets where it's just more calm, descriptive. And now we're going to move on in the canto. And we have been through a huge step in the story. So that's all we wanted to have in this little morning coffee episode. So we're going to try probably to do this more or less every day. And sometimes there will be more to say than others, but it's just like a little update. And especially this little morning like sight into the early morning night sky as a new week. We're in the middle of January, it's a new year, and it was just this kind of silent, radiant beauty to behold. So with that, hope you still have a great morning, a great day, and we'll talk again soon. Bye bye.